Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Melissa Enoch DeBerry with Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all people. My name is Melissa Enoch DeBerry. I am a licensed clinical addiction specialist. I'm a licensed professional counselor associate, nationally certified as a counselor, owner of Trinity Counseling Services, and a Christian who desires to help to bestow wisdom, knowledge, and instruction on all people. Dear God, we just want to thank you right now for allowing us to wake this morning. Thank you for keeping us safe throughout the night. Dear God, we just pray right now as we go forward into this program that you give us the ability to be able to share your word, share your information, and just to help someone that's under the sound of our voice. And dear God, as we're traveling this morning, just keep us safe throughout this rain on a Saturday morning, November the 7th. This is the weekend edition of Talk with Trinity, and as soon as I said that prayer, it began to, I do this program as I am traveling most Saturday morning, and it is raining extremely hard, and we just pray right now that we just stay safe. This is the end of the week. There's been a lot of things that have gone on throughout the week. We tend to do a culmination of these events and things that we have learned throughout the week, many things that have happened. The show is sponsored by my program, my business, which is Trinity Counseling Services. It's located in 1801 North Tryon Street, 311B, Charlotte, NC, 28206, and 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E, Burlington, North Carolina, 27215. Phone number is 704-333-2446. And 336-275-0075. You're welcome to call us if you have any questions. We do a 30-minute consult. We schedule an appointment for that. If you have any questions or any concerns about yourself, about a family member, anything that's relating to drugs and alcohol or mental health disorders, or needing some information about resources that are available in the community, we will try to help you with those questions and answers. Or we will point you in a direction that we believe that will help you to find the information that you need. This week in group, a lot of things have been going on in the news, one of which we want to just send out our condolences to the individuals in the Russian airplane that they're discovering have been blown up versus some type of a malfunction that was going on inside of the plane. They're not sure how it all transpired, and they're throwing in the air ISIS and, you know, the terrorist group. You know, I'm not sure why. I don't really look into a lot about the politics of the world or even of our own country, so I'm not able to keep up with all of those things because it's kind of, you know, the media is sharing what it would like to share. It's kind of deceitful, and you know, it will let people know what it wants them to know, and depending on which outlet that you listen to, they have their own agendas, and it's kind of hard to discern the truth from the things that you see about that. We just pray for our government, and just pray for the governments of other countries, and, you know, how things affect, but you hate to see things when things happen that may or may not have been prevented. Right now, you know, people that are observing from the outside looking into the situation, you know, made some observances about the ability of not finding the black box or the black box miraculously appearing. Originally, when they had those reports, you could tell that they already suspected that it was not, you know, it didn't just fall out of the air, but that may have been something. But in order for, you know, they had to research and then give evidence and things like that. And so we just want to send our condolences to the family and hope it works out and hope they'll get some semblance of the truth. And if not, that they'll be able to have some type of closure at some point in their lives. The exciting part about it is how they were saying that there were people that were taking pictures of themselves and sending them back to their family members, like right when they got on the plane. And, you know, you always read and see and think that you never know when your last day is going to be. You never know when the last time you will see someone. So, you know, the suggestion is to try to make sure that you stay you know, stay grateful and stay hopeful and then stay forgiving of individuals, try to not harbor bitterness in your heart, and because you never know what might happen. And as a counselor, I hear a lot of times about, you know, individuals where, you know, there's trouble in the family or trouble in the relationship, and getting to the bottom of the reasons for it. That was another one of the ongoing themes of this week, is we're having relationship, family, and when to divorce family, not just divorcing husbands or wives, but when to divorce people in the family that may or may not be in your best interest. And it's hard to do so when you are a member of the family. One of the books I picked up this week is How to Deal with Difficult People. It's a helpful book. It says that, you know, you can't, some things, you know, you have to think about the serenity prayer. Some things it says, you know, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And you're asking God, does the serenity equal peace? You're asking God to give you peace about a situation, the things that you cannot, you know, courage to change the things you can, the wisdom to know the difference between things you can change and things that you cannot. You cannot change individuals, but you can change your attitude. You can change your thinking. You can change the feelings that you have about certain situations. That's the other ongoing theme, is when you do have family members that have hurt you, you know, and if you pray that prayer, and it says, brethren, if you find fault with your brother, you go to them and them alone, two or three others, then you take it to the church, and then you pick the dust from your feet. And that was as Jesus had to do. He was not even accepted in his own land. He might not be accepted in your own family. Your family might not be okay with who you are or what it is you do, or if your family's been so used to you being one way, and then you decided you wanted to be or do something different, and your family might be hesitant about accepting you or not believing that you're actually making that kind of change, and then you almost try to live up to the standard that, or live down to the standard that they're set for you. And once you begin to do that, and then all the other things that come with that, and then it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. They never expected you to be anything, and thereby you're not. They never expected you to be successful, and then you are not. They never, you know, so it's almost like, and I'm not sure how I would ask the question or if anybody would ever answer it, but you happen to individuals, and you wonder to yourself in the news, wonder to yourself, I wonder why they jeopardized whatever their way of life was for whatever the result of the, or the consequence of whatever they did, and you wonder how that happened. In some respects, it may be a self-fulfilling prophecy, whether it be inside of an individual, outside of an individual, never really felt worthy, never felt valuable enough, or never felt certain enough that whatever was coming to them, that was a form of a blessing, that they were entitled to it. They may believe that whatever it is that they get that is negative is what they deserve for whatever reason. And that's another thing in counseling where it says, you know, the first person. You believe that was the right thing to do and they didn't. And just forgiving yourself and then being grateful for each situation and grateful for the opportunity. The Bible says that everything worketh good for those who love the Lord, and that's everything. It's not some things, it's not part of things, it's everything. So that means even the good and the bad things, situations, circumstances that you may find yourself in, it works together for good. It works together for the good. It helps you to gain wisdom simply by the knowledge of the ability to be able to sustain through a frustrating situation, and you have instruction that is given through the Word of God. I was talking to some younger people or people, and, you know, we read the Word, and it gives us, you know, certain thoughts and certain imagery of certain situations like Adam and Eve and you know, the different stories. But as you read the Bible, if you're not able to discern exactly what it is, or, you know, seek God and ask him for wisdom of what it was, then you might perform it at face value, and you might say, well, but you have to ask God for the wisdom to show me what it is that you're trying to teach me through this. You know, jokingly, we were talking about, you know, Adam and Eve, and they had every single thing they could possibly want in the Garden of Eden. And until Eve went off on her own and was deceived by the serpent, and then she comes back and be like, hey, you know, husband of mine, I was informed of something different than what we have been told. And because of his desire to please her, he went outside of himself of what he knew to be the truth. And, you know, I made light of it. I said, well, you know, man is always to come to what woman has, the wiles of a woman, because she's emotional. She knows how to play upon his desires and the lustfulness and the fleshy part of the man, and he didn't understand that at the time, and then he didn't know to go to God first, because here he is, this is a woman that appeared by his side that he believed God had given to him, so he didn't think that she would tell him anything wrong, not realizing that there was a war against him from the very beginning. He was already set up, because in Revelation it says, and then the great dragon fell, and the angels went with him, and his name was Lucifer, Satan. And he was cast out of heaven because he told God he wanted to be the head of this world. And so when he got cast out, here Adam is naming everything, having all this knowledge, you know, almost jumping ahead of what Lucifer's position. And so, well, quite naturally, here he is in the garden, and he's seen an opportunity to come into, he knew, the enemy knows what it is that we love and we care about, and that would be the one thing that he will always present to us. And so, in summation, as you think about addiction, and as you think about alcoholism, as you think about different disorders and things like that, you know, since the enemy does know, and he's always at war with us, now we have the word of God that says, you know, put on the whole armor of God. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, you know, but against our powers that are over of this world. And that means that there are a legion of angels, as there are legions of God. And we must always stay prayerful and ask God for wisdom, ask God for the knowledge, and ask God to instruct us in order to be able to find ourselves safe inside of the strategies that have gone against us. In the last few minutes, and this may be our topic, I always say that this may be our topic because a lot of things that we share about both during the week and our weekday edition from 8 to 8:30 on Thursdays, and our weekend edition from 8 to 8:15, we just want to continually be prayerful and just ask God to continue to protect us and keep us safe, and, you know, not allow any hurt, harm, or danger to come to us, to our families. And we want to walk in the blessings that God has for us, and we don't want anything to stand in the way of God right now. In the last few seconds of our program, we just wanted to thank you. Just thank you for everything that you know, that's in our lives. We just want to thank you for our family. Just thank you for every opportunity. Thank you for every situation. Thank you for every circumstance. And we just pray, God, that you go before us and make the way clear and open our eyes and our ears and our minds to just continue to help us in a way in which we should go. And dear God, for those who don't know the words of prayer, we pray for them right now that you do the same. And again, my name is Melissa Enid DeBerry. This is Talk with Trinity. It's to write melissatrinitycounseling@gmail.com. And we just pray that everyone stays safe through this weekend, and we look forward to sharing with you on next week, Thursday. Thank you.